I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Europe has a security problem with the sea, and I'm not talking about the many migrants and refugees who've come into Europe by boat. I'm talking about cargo ships, lots of them, engaged in suspicious activities on their way to European ports. They could be smuggling a variety of things, commercial goods perhaps, but also weapons and drugs, and that's sparking fears of a serious terrorist threat. The Financial Times has just published an investigation into the scale of the problem, and Sam Jones is the reporter on that story.
There's about 10,000 ships that come through European waters every month, and around 540 ships in European waters last month did something very unusual along the course of their voyage. And that could have been a number of things. That could have been they turned off their tracking device. All ships are supposed to carry a GPS tracking device that allows authorities to locate where they are. But a lot of ships turn that off. We don't know why. A lot of ships spoof their tracking device. They say they're somewhere where they're not. Other ships simply lie about who they are. They say, we're this ship, but it turns out they're not that ship at all. And other ships do things along their voyages that are totally uneconomically explicable. So you might have a ship that's making a declared voyage from one port in Europe to another, or from a port in the Middle East to another, as we wrote about in our article. But along the way, along that journey, it's not taking the nice direct route. It's doing something like going really close to the North African shore for a long way, turning off its transponder so no one can see it's there, and who knows what it's doing. And then it's going on to Europe. So there's a significant and rising number of ships that are doing this kind of thing, and that's got to raise questions for European security authorities, particularly at this time when all of North Africa and a great deal of the Levant of the Middle East is falling into deeper and deeper chaos.
If some of these ships are kind of being lost for some hours or days in these suspicious waters, how come the captains and owners of these ships are not routinely questioned right after these events have been noticed?
Well, simply because I think in a lot of circumstances, these events aren't noticed. So while some port authorities around Europe are very good at watching and tracking the ships coming into their docks and kind of asking questions about where they've been, others aren't. And so they're not necessarily searching these ships when they come in. They're not asking their captains, why did this happen? Why did you turn your transponder off? And also, for some of these ships, they don't necessarily belong to large shipping companies. A large number of them, you know, hundreds in any one month, are ships that are owned by what's called single ship companies. And so you don't actually know what the purpose of that company is, you know, whether it is genuinely engaged in legitimate trade or whether it's a front for some kind of other activity.
Sam, did you speak with European security officials about what kind of they see as the worst case scenario here? Do they see it as just about smuggling, or is there concern about some kind of terrorist assault from the sea?
Well, there has long been a concern about a potential terrorist assault from the sea, and there have been instances of loopholes in maritime security that have been exploited in the past. So 2002, the Limburg tanker bombing in the Gulf of Aden, that was a sort of big wake-up call for how much of an issue this was. And right after that, people began talking about the idea of, you know, someone just being able to load a great big bomb onto a container and then ship it to a port where it would then blow up. As one former naval commander put it to us, so far that's the dog that hasn't barked. But there's no reason to suggest that that will continue to be the case. There are many, many more ports out there with poor security than there are airports. And so this is a problem that I think people are going to have to come to terms with.
And finally, what about the U.S.? Does the U.S. have the same vulnerabilities as European ports?
No. I mean, I think after 9/11, the US became much more aware of the problem to have a better handle on shipping and maritime security. And so the US really spearheaded the kind of move, the international move to have better standards.
Sam Jones of the Financial Times in London, thanks for telling us about this.
Thank you.